You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Michelle from Asheville, North Carolina, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Casey, I'm from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Susie from Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
All right, hey, I'm Mike French from St. Louis, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Allison from Linden, Tennessee, and you're listening to the best podcast in the world, Concert Blast.
This is Stephanie from Watertown, Tennessee, and you're listening to my favorite guys from Concert Blast.
ConcertBlast.com!
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. Entire time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson. Man, another year has passed us by already.
Yes, it is. This is going to be a special show on Thanksgiving. In other words, we're going to be talking about a music discussion of songs have to do with thankfulness. Maybe thank you, thankful, maybe just a song title. Maybe it's not in the song title, but maybe this it's mentioned in the words.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So again, you know, that's what we want to do is we want to try to say, what's Thanksgiving about? It's giving thanks. So we want to get that out there to you, but also we'd love to have your input, too.
And we thank everybody who replied on Facebook by giving us ideas about this show. And, oh, man, we had a lot.
It's out there letting us know what you're interested in, so keep us posted about everything.
Brian Hasbrook is not with us tonight. He's out of town on business, but Tom and I are going to handle this ourselves. And maybe Brian will get back and join us soon again, huh?
Who knows? He works all the time.
Well, we all work all the time. That's why you don't hear as many podcasts as you used to.
Well, he's just out of town most of the time. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So let's talk about what we're going to start with. Now, we're going to start with several songs. It just says by the title, Thank You. Everybody on Facebook, on emails, and everywhere, if we talk about a certain group that everybody in the world loves, we got this as the number one request for the thank you songs. Of course, who is it, Tom?
Of course, you're talking about one of the biggest bands ever, Led Zeppelin.
And it's Thank You.
And so today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. All I say, happiness, no more be sad. Happiness, I'm glad.
From their number two album, Led Zeppelin II, and man, they were so far ahead of their day, weren't they?
Way far of their day, and it's now we're just realizing it to the most part, but you know, just think what they were thinking back then. They probably had no idea what kind of outcome or what kind of emphasis they would put on people.
But you know, at the beginning of the Led Zeppelin getting together, they were just doing like a blues rock, and actually, I don't like a lot of that old stuff that they started
too
with.
Too much jamming.
Yes.
Way too much jamming.
And too much, yeah.
A lot of that. Like, okay, did we hear that before?
But I like where they got the name was from Keith Moon, who said, you know what, that music is going to go over like a lead balloon. And Robert Plant goes, a lead balloon? He goes, yeah, like a Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
So they call themselves Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, no pun intended, right?
I think the pun was intended.
You're right. Exactly.
We're going to continue on here with someone from Canada who is actually a U.S. citizen today. One of my favorite female singers,
Alanis Morissette.
Her song is Thank You, which is the letter U. That's what I like about her. She's always so different. The words in this song sometimes make sense, sometimes don't know, because she uses adjectives and nouns in this song that I have no idea. I hope they don't mean anything bad.
Well, hopefully not. Of course, it's about a past relationship or ships there that she really likes to write in her songs, and females get it. Men probably don't.
As one person put on Facebook, you mean Alanis Morissette, the man-hater?
That's right.
Well, she's married now, so...
Maybe she's calmed down.
That's what I said. Okay, let's listen. Alanis Morissette, thank you.
Thank you.
Next person who came up is a singer from England. This is her real name. Her real name is Dido. You may be asking yourself, what kind of name is Dido? What kind of name is that? Well, she said that she was picked on when she was a child in elementary school, all the way through high school, I'm sure, with a name like that. But she's got like six names. I know I'm going to mess this up. Here it goes. Dido, Florian, Cloud de Bontevelle. I don't know.
Wow.
O'Malley Armstrong. I know Armstrong.
That's pretty easy, but the rest is almost impossible.
But that's her entire born name. That's
Boy,
it.
That would be kind of difficult to fill out applications with that.
Yeah. And everybody thinks that's her stage name, but that's her real first name.
Wow.
Now, you might say, I'm not familiar with that. Listen to the song.
I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad. It's not so bad. And
once you hear it, then you've got it. But before that, I thought I was thinking, I've never heard that song before.
Yeah, but, and you might say, I've heard that somewhere else before. I don't know about this. The first verse is done as a sampling on Eminem's song, Stan. And that's where he kind of took that over. He made the song very popular. And I think Elton John did this with him on the Grammys. That's what really made the song. But yeah, I really like that song. Now, this next person I've met before, back when she was with a band called the 10,000 Maniacs.
Wow.
And who are we talking about?
We're talking about Natalie Merchant.
Natalie Merchant is a, well, when I met her, she was a very quiet to herself kind of person. As a matter of fact, they said, hey, this is Mike, Natalie, Natalie, this is Mike. She goes, hi. And then she just stood there. And I said, hey, are you ready for the show tonight? It was before a 10,000 Maniacs show. And she goes, yeah.
Real soft,
real quiet, and I'm going, oh, okay, well, I hope you have a great show. Thank you. And I'm going, wow, I've always had artists to come out of their shell, but she never did. Even after the show, she didn't.
I guess her voice just makes up for it.
Oh, it does. She does a great job. Here's Natalie Merchant's Thank You.
Now we gotta change
music genres.
Well, we got to throw in country. And I know you're thinking, country? What in the world has any artist said thank you in country?
Well, there are several, but this one is really a love song. You really can't tell it's that country. From who else?
Keith Urban. Of course, he wrote this song about his wife, Nicole Kidman. So, yeah, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't really sound country, but here it is anyway.
Now people say they'll stand beside you. They swear they'll never leave. But when the rain started falling, you know it only fell on me. And it was hard to keep believing in myself when all I felt was so much pain and guilt and shame. I couldn't even ask for help. I don't know if I believe in other lives, but when you came, there was something so familiar about the way you said my name. And the whole world started turning, and I swear that I'd been born again, brand new. And it's all because of you, and so I thank you for my heart. I thank you for my life, and I thank God for grace and mercy, and that you became my wife. I'm seeing for the first time the stars, the sun and moon, but they got nothing on the power of this love I have for you, and I thank you.
If you ever listen to this song closely, you can tell that this guy's been through something. Now, us living in Nashville, Nicole and Keith lives in Nashville. We know and we hear some stories, and so he went through a problem, and they went through a problem, and at one time there was rumors that she was going to leave him for his habitual situation, but he got himself straightened out. He's actually been helping others as well. Hats off to him for straightening himself out. Hats off to Nicole for staying with him backing him up to help him get cleaned up as well. Now, I don't know the details, and I don't know if it's drugs or something else, or alcohol or something else. I just don't know. But I know he went through some kind of problems that she had to help him out with, and she stuck by his side. That's great.
Now, of course, this band Mike just saw not too long ago. I believe they're called Styx.
That's right. And so we're getting to the songs that don't have the title thank you, but have the words in there of thank you or thankfulness or thanks something. So this one is none other than
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto, thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto, thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, for helping me escape where I need to. Thank you,
okay, that's like a robot-type song. It's got that sound to it, but I don't know where it says that.
Well, it is a robot-type song. I mean, it talks about my brain is IBM. And did you see the Mr. Roboto tour?
I can't tell you for sure if I did or not.
But I saw it
several times, but I don't know.
Saw it at the Murphy Center at MTSU.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. That was the beginning of the end for Styx as a super group. I mean, they're still together today, and they're still selling out a bunch of venues, but nothing like the big arenas and stadiums.
No Dennis DeYoung either.
No Dennis DeYoung, which is fine with me, because Lawrence I love a lot.
I agree.
But this tour was actually almost like a Broadway play, and Dennis DeYoung stepped it a little bit too much for his rock and roll audience.
Yes, he did. In that particular album CD, you can really tell the emphasis on Dennis DeYoung, and it just wasn't going the way the rest of the band wanted it to go.
Even though Dennis DeYoung wrote a bunch of hits.
Oh, yes, he did.
And he put them on the top.
Sure did. No doubt.
I can't take anything away from him on his songwriting and his singing and his playing. But this went a little bit too far. Well, if you ever watch the VH1 Behind the Music, Tommy Shaw explains what problems they had on the road with this. Because there were people who were just booing them because of this, especially in the South. Now, Tommy also said that Dallas was really bad. They were booing them and throwing things at them while they were on stage, and I'm trying to concentrate. There was only one thing worse. And the interviewer said, what's that? And he said, the next night, Houston.
Oh, my gosh.
The word got around.
Yeah, it will. And can you imagine being in that frame of mind, knowing that what you're doing people don't like, and you don't have a whole lot of control over it?
Oh, yes. And you're looking over at the piano, the grand piano, and you're thinking, this is your fault.
Right. Not Tommy's fault, by no means. Or Jay Wise or anybody else's.
No, I don't think they went for that.
No.
Which started the breakup, which went into the damn Yankees.
There you go.
Which was a great, great band.
I love it, loving it, loving it. Speaking of other songs, another favorite, Mike and I have interviewed this guy, talking about John Waite.
Oh, the Babies.
Of the Babies. Who else? Which is bad English, you know. Big Babies fan. When you hear the song, you know it's Sean Waite, and he really brings it out.
The beautiful song by Bad English, Time Alone With You.
When you're in my arms, I find all that I need. I could never live without the heaven that you show me. I've been waiting all my life just to look into your eyes. I live for the time alone with you. And when I climb the stairs to find you, when we reach for the light, I thank God I've got this time alone.
All right, tell us about our favorite time with John Waite.
We were singing backstage at the Wild Horse and just having a great time. Probably one of the best interviews Mike and I have ever done. And, I mean, just fun. Everybody's having fun.
We even had Rosie from New York City on the phone as the biggest John Waite fan.
Yeah.
And he's talking to her. We're recording all this. He's telling him, this was such a, probably one of the best interviews ever in our life. Don't you think?
I think so, and I think we sounded well even with John Waite when we were singing this.
Yeah, John was singing along with us. We were having
a
great
singing?
Time.
You remember what we were singing?
Oh, we were singing our outro song.
Yeah, I was trying to figure exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But it was so wonderful, so good. And then, of course, Mike realizes, uh-oh.
Guess what? Something's wrong with the recorder. And I don't remember if I had the plug. I think I had the plugs in the wrong area.
That's exactly what you had.
I didn't have my glasses, and I didn't have a headphone, so I couldn't see, and I couldn't hear.
I think from there on, you had headphones from every show.
And glasses.
And glasses, yes. That was a shame. Well, we'd love to do it again. And John Waite, if you're listening to this, we would love to interview again.
I think I was the sickest I'd ever felt.
Yes.
You know, I've talked to other people who said, yeah, I've butchered interviews before, and I've trashed them. And I'm going, no, not me. I'd never do that. Huh, Tom?
You're right, man.
Not again, anyway.
Not Mike. No way.
So if we continue on with our next song, of the words that says thank you or thank something in there. Our next song is from Aerosmith.
Now, this song, when you hear it, you're going to say, oh, wow, this is one of my favorite songs. Of course, I think it really took off on the charts when it debuted in a really good hit movie, Armageddon. And we're talking about I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what's your dream. Wondering if it's me you're seeing, yeah. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. And I just wanna stay with you in this moment forever, forever and ever. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you, baby.
Don't realize that this is their only number one hit.
See, you would never think that.
Yeah.
I would never think that. By no means. You figured, oh, they got several hits, but number one, one
only
and only.
One.
Wow, that is surprisingly.
Now let's jump into other songs that says thank you in it, but not necessarily just thank you. In other words, the Beatles here. The Beatles here had a hit back in the 60s called Thank You Girl. End of this song, Ringo's drumming is excellent. And people say, oh, he's okay with a drummer. Well, back in those days, I guess Keith Moon was the only wild drummer. In the early 60s, Ringo did play the drums well. I want to play that clip of here, this of him playing these drums here. I love that clip.
Pretty phenomenal there, isn't it? And again, you think Beatles are just more of a relaxed type, calm music.
Especially in those days.
Especially in those days, but yes. This shows Ringo's talent for sure.
I had the privilege of meeting a guy by the name of Alex Chilton. He had a band by the name of the Box Tops back in the 60s. At the age of 16 years old, he made a big hit with a song called The Letter. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Well, The Letter was also done by Joe Cocker. I mean, this guy started getting royalty money from all over, you know?
Don't tell him what you got, either.
Yeah, I know. And then he created a band by the name of Big Star. Well, this song came from Big Star, and it's a song called Thank You, Friends.
Thank you, friends. I rejoice to the skies. Dear ones like you are the best I do. As far as can see my eyes. All the ladies and gentlemen who made this all so probable. That my friends have got chaos. I'm off in a beam of light. That my friends have been swept off by the wind.
I had the privilege of opening up for Alex Chilton when he came to the XM back in the 80s. Very nice guy. And matter of fact, at the end of his show, he says, I want to hear it from Mike Arnold. And I'm going, what? That's coming from him. Another one that we could talk about, how about John Bon Jovi? He had a song out that a lot of people sent us, this song. A lot of females for some reason.
Of course.
Another love song.
A song called Thank You for Loving Me.
If I try,
saw Bon Jovi on Valentine's night.
I did.
You and Brian said that he stayed in the audience just as much as he was on the stage.
He was hyper. He was bouncing all over the place. And it was cool. They had different stages for him. But he loved to interact with the crowd.
He made some announcement about his guitarist that night, too. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He and his wife broke up, and it was on Valentine's night. And he says, hey, this guy needs a date. It's Valentine's. Anybody would like to see?
No, we're not talking about John.
Yeah, anybody like to date Richie Sambora?
Exactly.
And, of course, the place went deafening, is what Brian said.
Yep.
He and Heather Locklear busted up, and don't know what the reason was, but they did. Now let's go on to some more songs. Let's go to
Bearded Ones. Of course, that automatically comes to your mind. No other than
ZZ Top.
I thank you.
You did not love me like you did, but you did. I thank you. You did not love me
people don't or may not know that this is not their song, but it was a hit from the 60s from Sam and Dave. Now listen to a clip of Sam and Dave doing the same song, I Thank You.
You're not the love.
Sam and Dave made it to the scene with a big song by the name of Soul Man, so that really put them on the chart.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it put them on chart for good, I think. Now let's go down to the songs where we're just talking about being thankful. Well, the first song is where we're going to talk about being thankful is Johnny Lang. Johnny Lang really, he really sings this song. Now, he's a guitarist. He's a lead guitarist. But he can sing soulful, so listen to Johnny Lang sing Thankful.
Someone standing in the welfare line, or off the freeway with a hungry sign. Someone stressing about to lose their mind. I gotta be thankful.
Let me tell you a story about him. He started taking guitar lessons from a blues band where he's from, Fargo, North Dakota. Johnny Lang, at the age of 12, started taking lessons from this band that was there in Fargo from the lead guitarist. Within a few months, he was in the band at the age of 12.
That's pretty amazing.
That shows you God's gift to that guy.
No doubt about it. What he was meant to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you take a 12-year-old and you give him guitar lessons, and in a few months he's in a band.
That's phenomenal.
That's unbelievable.
You
yeah.
know it.
Let's talk about another thank you song. Kelly Clarkson really puts her soulful voice in this one, too. Another song called Thankful.
You know my thoughts before I open up my mouth and try to speak.
But my favorite thankful song, it has to be from Joe Cocker.
No doubt. I mean, his voice, even though it's raspy, it just really hits you.
I love Joe Cocker's style.
Yeah. You could just feel the meaningfulness that he expresses in his voice into this song, and it's fabulous.
'Cause all we got is just another chance to find what we always had. And I'm thankful for breathing in the morning air. You didn't walk right out of here. I gave you reason to up and leave. You found a way to step by me. I'm thankful. I finally learned to say goodbye to everything that made me want to give up on life. I never thought I'd help me say that I'm thankful.
Joe Cocker went through a lot in his life. I mean, he went through drugs, he went through probably relationships and everything. and he came out of it, and he's still on top. I had a chance to see him as an opening act for Stevie Ray Vaughan 2 weeks before Stevie Ray Vaughan died.
Wow, that is pretty amazing.
And he, in my book, Joe Cocker won the show that night.
That's pretty darn good. Absolutely. Now, of course, if you think of any other songs, you know, hey, send us something on Facebook. It's quick, easy, simple. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
We will go ahead and mention some of the honorable mentions that we're going to go through a lot. For instance, Andrew Goad, thank you for being a friend. Someone sent us the song Blind Faith by Warren. It talks about being thankful. Someone said, here's Talking Heads, thank you for sending me an angel. Oh, and how about John Divers? Thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh, there you go. Joy.
And our intro song tonight was by Sawyer Brown, Thank God for You.
Right on.
So we do want to thank everybody who pitched in and gave us the ideas for this particular show. I'm going to go through several names here that I could find. Lizzie Evans, Vivian Johnson, of course, Deborah Bills, Steve Cooper, Peggy Winstead, Dorothy Gentry Smith, Vicky Edgen, our old buddy Vicky, Thomas Halpin, Inga Brittingham, Joe Nems, Linda Ashbrook, Tim Baines, and then there's the name of Ulysses G. Balthazar. If that's his real name, actually. It's his Facebook name anyway. So there you go. There's some of the people, and I know there's others that I'm leaving off, but thank you, everybody, for helping out. So we thank you also for listening to Concert Blast, reading our blogs. We have more blogs than we are podcasts, and I hope that's okay because we're all so busy, and sometimes we all don't get credentials like we want.
You're right. And some people helped support us this year. We want to thank you very much for that, too.
Oh, yeah. We did have a lot of support this year, and we thank you so much, especially when we took our trip to Memphis.
Yes, especially then.
So we are thankful for that.
We are thankful. That's exactly right.
We also are thankful for all the listeners over the last 3 months. We just broke records one after another, and it keeps going, and we thank everybody for listening to us. Tom, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for life. This year has changed tremendously for me. I got married. You know, I have to thank God himself. He's the one that has brought my wife, brought my life just to where I'm at full peace, and I enjoy it, and I leave it in his hands.
There you go, my friend. First of all, I'd have to say God's grace above all, and all the blessings that I have actually comes from God himself, and I know you think the same way, Tom.
Absolutely.
And I'm thankful also that my son's out of the military now, and he's back out of Afghanistan, and he's out of harm's way, and I just pray for his direction, of course, as well as the rest of our families. That goes without saying.
Absolutely.
And then my wife and I, we just enjoy each other's company more than anything. It's just more and more as years go by, and I've noticed that.
Appreciate it more every single day, every single year.
And our church families, and I mean, we could go on and on, but we do thank you for being our listeners. And Tom, we have to say we're thankful for getting to be on stage again, too.
Absolutely.
We've had some fun doing
this. Yes, we have, you know, but also the fellowship, the friendship that we have continued on for, what, almost 40 years?
Yes, that's right. That is right.
Pretty amazing, yeah. And including Brian in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. It is amazing.
So I wish Brian was here with us because I know he would add to this show, and I know he'd add his dry humor, which we all like, including you.
That's right.
I just hope that you have a peaceful and a thankful Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas, and continue to listen to Concert Blast. We're on Facebook. Concert Blast page is our Facebook name. So go on to facebook.com/concertblastpage, and there we are. Like us. Also, don't forget to send us an email, concertblast@gmail.com.
Hey, also, if you're in town December 8th, you'll see me and Mike perform separately this year at Douglas Corner. So we would love to meet you. We'd love to see you.
In town means Nashville, Tennessee. Douglas Corner Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, if you can get a ticket.
That's true.
It's almost gone. It's almost sold out. But, boy, the reserved upfront seats went in like 2 weeks.
Yes.
And now we have general admission left. And standing room as well as general admission. There are seating available for general admission. But we want everybody crammed up against the stage all the way back to the restrooms in the back.
That's what you do. Just let us know you're coming. We'll try to get you chin.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tom.
I know.
Yeah, you're going to have to face the venue about that one.
Yeah, the fire marshal would.
Well, thank you again, everybody, for listening to our podcast as we ramble on, and we're going to close out in a special way.
Just like we do every podcast, but this one I think will hit a little bit different note for you.
We had a lot of requests for this. Thank you.
That's right.
Sly and the Family Stone, thank you for letting me be myself again.
Right on.
God bless you, everybody. Woo-hoo.